All right, good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David Norli Simai, as a schus for a civic for Yaakov Aram and Rochel, Lili Nishmas, Malkabas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlomo Chaim Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Elio Chaim Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Ben Moshe, Vaisha Gittel Basar, Rav Elias Manoach, and for Shlomo for Yitzchok Ben Sora David, Shimon Ben Esther, Adiel Shmuel Ben Rosemary, and Mordechai Ben Sora. I had a thought, actually, I actually said this, and I'd like to share with you. It's a little bit counterintuitive, a little bit almost would seem to contradict that which we're so used to discussing here. But in the long run, I think it's a major step at enhancing our bitochen. In the parsha, in Parsha's Chukas, the pasuk says, Klal Yisrael came to Edom, and Edom refused to let them go through their land to get to Eretz Yisrael, and they came out with Milchoma, and Klal Yisrael went away. They went another way. They didn't pursue it any further. So the Ralbag says that's Roy Lodom Lefached Tomid, something very strange. A person should always be afraid. Lefached Tomid, always be afraid. And that's why the Torah told us that when Klal Yisrael saw that Ein Ritzoinu L'Sitlan Lavor B'Gvuloi, that Edom refuses to let us go through their land to get Eretz Yisrael, V'yotzo L'Krosom Be'am Kovid V'yad Chazoka, they came out with a great army, heavy people and strength. Notu Me'olav V'loi Rotzul Hilochim Yivoi. Klal Yisrael went the other way. They didn't want to fight with them. They were afraid maybe they're going to lose the battle. Maybe Edom will beat them. Even though they knew that Hashem's hand would never fall short to help them for the good in all of their milchomas. They knew that Hashem takes care of all their milchomas for them. And still, they were afraid. Okay, I would say sometimes a person knows intellectually that Hashem protects him, but emotionally, I'm afraid they're coming out with a big army. Yes, I know Hashem has always protected us, and I know He will protect, but emotionally, I'm afraid. But to say that Sheroy Lo'odam Lefachei Tomid, it's appropriate to be afraid. What we know is that fear is not appropriate. We know that the Ramban says, every boteach, everyone who has bitochen in Hashem, has to believe. If you don't believe in Hashem, how could you have bitochen? There's no one to have bitochen. But love kol hamamin boteach, because of Shema Goram Acher. That everyone who believes in Hashem and His powers and His love and His everything, but I don't have bitochen, I'm not trusting Him because I'm afraid. Maybe I'm not worthy. Maybe I sin. Maybe there's something interfering. That I understand. And the Leshem, I think, is the one that points out that Shema Goram Acher is not a mitzvah. It's supposed to be afraid. Supposed to rise the level of bitochon. So what in the world is the Ralbag talking about here? That it's roy leodom lefached tomid, always to be afraid. And I think that the pshat must be as follows. When a person sees a challenge, of course, there's nothing there to be afraid that the lion is outside. You know, pashtus, there's no lions walking around in our neighborhoods these days. But there's something to be afraid of. So I would say, well, don't be afraid, have bitochen. The Ralbag says, be afraid, and then you'll truly have bitochen. Because if your initial reaction to a dangerous and challenging situation is, nothing to worry about, have bitochen, is that real bitochen? Are you really focused on Hashem, or have you not paid attention to the danger? So the Ralbag tells us it's appropriate to pay attention to the danger, momentary, not to wallow in it, not to become overwhelmed with it, not to have a nervous breakdown because of it, but pay attention. There's a danger. Edom is coming out prepared for war to destroy us. And we're afraid maybe we'll lose in the war. We're getting out of here. Now we can have bitochen, because now we've come to the realization that there is a problem. And the truth is, the Rabbeinu Yonah, at the end of the first parak in Brochus, in the back on the riff, really says something very similar. He says, when we bow down, Baruch HaTor, we stand in front of Hashem and we induce a certain level of fear. I'm bowing in front of it. I stand up straight. I reach for Bitochen Hashem. Zekef Kefufim, the Gemara says. He uplifts the bent over. That's to inspire Bitochen. He brings a pasuk, B'yiras Hashem Yiftach Lois. In the fear of Hashem is what lies the strength of Bitochen. It's only when there's fear do I rise to the level of Bitochen. But the Ralbag seems to take it even a step further. And it's not about four times a Shmona Esrei, three times a day when we bow down and then we inspire ourselves to Bitochen. But he says, Roy le'odam le'fached tamid, all the time. Every time you're faced with a crisis, with a challenge, with a danger, hop a minute, stop for a minute and say, ah, there's a danger. I'm afraid. Now I can rise to true Bitochen. It seems to be, it's a means of assuring that we actually reach true levels of Bitochen. I believe the Marie Croix is one of the Rishonim. It says on the posuk where Esav is coming to Yaakov, and Yaakov is afraid, says, Vayiro Yaakov. So of course, Rashi brings the question, what was he afraid of? He had a Haftocha. So he says, well, he was afraid, Shemagor Machet, maybe he sinned, and he lost the Haftocha, the schusim that Esav had with Kiburav, and he didn't have, and so forth, whatever. So, but the question is, why didn't he stop having Bitochen? What was he afraid? Where was his Bitochen? Forget, you don't have a Haftocha, there's no promise. But where's the Bitochen? So the Marie Croix says like this, he says, Yaakov forced himself to be afraid. He wanted to be afraid. He looked at Esav. Esav was with his father for so many years and being mechaber his father, and I don't have that. And he has that schus, and who knows what he could do to me. So that he should rise to true Bitochen. True Bitochen only emanates from a place of concern, from a place of fear. If there's nothing to be afraid of, I don't need Hashem. If I have fortunes of money in the bank, I'm not trusting Hashem for my parnosa. Whatever, if there's no problem, there's no motivation to reach levels of Bitochen. So I believe that's what the Ralbag is saying, that we see from over here that the Klal Yisrael first choice was, when Edom came at that, to run. Because their first reaction was, yes, we know. He says clearly, he says, Va'af alpi sheyodu, they knew that the Yad Hashem lo yitikzar imom l'teva v'chol mechaveseyem, Hashem's hand will never fall short in milchoma to give them everything, that to take care of them completely. But on an emotional level, they allow themselves to be afraid because through the fear, through the allowance of fear, through the mefachei tomid, meaning every time there's a challenging situation, I express myself in fear momentarily. Don't wallow in it. But for that momentary fear, I now have the ability to rise to true midas habitochen. And unfortunately, in our, or maybe fortunately, or maybe a little of both, our society today gives us a lot of opportunities to really have fear and to really have bitochen. So much that's going on in the world, so much insanity in our society, so much craziness in the halls of government, so much illness in surrounding us. So many crises and problems and challenges and difficulties that we face. We truly have the ability. We have what to be afraid of. And it seems from this Ralbag that the way to achieve true Bitochen is despite the fact that I know intellectually that Hashem will take care of me. But if I want to get that internalized emotionally, I want to take it as the Bali Musa used to say, to take it from my mind, knowing Hashem helps, to my heart to feel it, which the Bali Musa used to say is the longest distance in the world to get from the mind to the heart. So if I want to do that, fear can be helpful. Focusing on, oi, there is a crisis. Oi, there is a sakuna. Oi, there is a problem. Oh, there is a challenge. Oh, there are crazy things going on. And from that moment, to be able to truly rise to a Bitochen, which is built upon the realization that, yes, there are problems, there are tzoras, and I am going to rely on Hashem. L'chayra, that can make a major difference. Hashem should help. We should all be able to face the difficulties of life with an enhanced midah of the appreciation of the Midas HaBitoch. Kol Tuv, a Gutanach.